Jamaicans since overnight have been feeling the impact from Tropical Storm Melissa in the form of rainfall since Thursday afternoon. This is WAVS News. Manager of Weather Services at the Meteorological Service, Rowan Brown, speaks to the possible placement of then-Hurricane Melissa that would seriously affect Jamaica.
Generally, in terms of the impacts, we're expecting significant rainfall amounts that could cause localized flooding and landslides. And of course, we're advising that all marine operators, including fishers on the Keys and Banks, should have by now be in port.
Tropical storm winds are possible today, and hurricane winds might affect Jamaica tomorrow, Saturday.
In forecast is expected over the next day or so, Melissa could become a major hurricane sitting south of Jamaica on the weekend, and that of course is something that we have to pay special attention to. Generally, in terms of the impacts, we're expecting significant rainfall amounts that could cause localized flooding and landslides.
The country's transport minister has also advised about preparations his ministry has put in place.
Which means that if the storm or the hurricane is creating panic and the highways are congested, I will give the direction to open the highways, toll booths, free of cost to the commuters during the period of the storm.
Meanwhile, Hazard Management Cayman Islands and the Cayman Islands National Weather Service encouraging residents and visitors to remain vigilant and prepared as Tropical Storm Melissa drifts very slowly towards the south coast of Jamaica. Regardless of the exact path Melissa takes, very rough seas, heavy rainfall and strong gusty winds are expected in the Cayman Islands Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. A union leader in Barbados is suggesting national economic growth should not come at the expense of the advancement of the local worker. The head of a major trade union representing civil servants in the country, Ryan Phillips, says many workers are facing small salaries despite economic growth in the country at large.
Let us be clear, challenges do remain. And I speak of productivity, which is low, skills gap persists, state-owned enterprises are financially strained, and many workers are still facing high costs of living and stagnant wages. Economic growth alone is not enough if the benefits are not felt by those who keep our country moving.
Venezuelan Vice President Delcy Rodriguez warning Trinidad and Tobago its economy could collapse without gas deals with her country. She says the gas must be paid for and cautioned Prime Minister Kamla Prasad Bisesar on relying on the U.S. for access to Venezuelan gas. Delcy Rodriguez had a direct message to the people of Trinidad and Tobago. She says this is international cooperation and natural trade. She says anything else is fantasy. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.